The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody. Good morning and welcome. Nice to have you here on this Thursday, the fourth day of April, 2024. Glad to have you here. 835, State Senator Brandon Creighton. He is the guy who spearheaded the Senate bill that Governor Abbott signed once it was all passed, getting rid of the poison of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Wonderful concepts, wonderful words, hijacked and turned into societal and economic poison in the hands of the left. We'll do that at 8:35. All kinds of things to take care of. We're going to talk with our buddy Mike. We're T-minus 2 days as Mike gets to wind down before he heads off and brings his bigger-than-life personality to the island nation of Japan, a tsunami of talk show talent that will be hitting the Japanese frontier. And I got a little surprise that if Mike often listens leading up to our segment. I hope he is, because we have somebody who wants to offer him a little something from a very special location here in just a second. This stupid eclipse. I mean, here it comes. It's the whole thing may just fizzle under a cloudy sky. All the tourism, all the anticipation, all the news stories. And by the way, I love it. I'm an astronomical geek. I love this stuff. The very notion, out of all the, you know, the expanse of the sky above our heads, you know, what are the odds of at some point the disk of the moon traversing right over the little spot in the sky that the sun occupies. That's why it only happens every once in a great, great while. And sometimes you'll have partial eclipses. We had one, I remember, on Ethan's first day of ninth grade, August 2017. All right. And we were all out and, you know, had our eclipse glasses, partial eclipse glasses out in the, you know, front yard of the school. This one's the big enchilada. It's a total eclipse. The full disk of the moon will pass right through the disk of the sun in the sky above our heads. That's amazing when stuff like that. When it did happen, first of all, no, it's not going to get as dark as night. It'll be a little dusky, at which, of course, ancient man just freaked out and went, you know, the gods are eating the sun or something like that. There's no shortage of lunatics. I think Mike put his toe in the pool of this. I want to ask him if he's heard of anything, because this is, and I told him it's kind of like Y2K. Do you remember the ridiculousness of Y2K? At least that was based on pseudoscience, that because the computers, when in making computers, remember when they made computers? Did Al Gore invent those too? It's like the internal clocks didn't know how to handle moving from years that ended in, you know, 97, 98, 99. So that when they all of a sudden had to recycle back to 00, the supposition was that computers didn't know how to do that, and planes would be crashing into each other in the sky, and the Earth would spin wildly out of its orbit. I remember at the time doing those shows, we had been together for about five and a half, that the whole thing was hype, and it was stupid, and I felt in a weird way like it was designed so that people could write a squillion articles and do countless news stories about it in rapt anticipation. Proportionally, of course, this strikes me as something similar. I think that, because what's happening, I mean, the eclipse is real, obviously, but we got pitched. Rhonda sent me a thing just with a tongue in cheek. There's a psychologist, something or other, who making himself available about the degree to which eclipses drive people nuts. Which they may, because a lot of times people are preloaded to be nuts anyway. So if there's something that happens that is this rare and is this odd and, you know, kind of spectacular and jarring, sure, there are going to be people who might be a little unhinged anyway, who might be sort of sent right to the ledge, metaphorically speaking. But here's the thing in the coverage of it, travel restrictions, states of emergency in, I mean, look, I know, is it going to be like Woodstock in every county? I know we have people coming from around the country. People are coming from around the world. There are people in Latvia booking Airbnbs, you know, in the hill country, and up here too, in anticipation of this. And the thing is, hang on a minute. Let's get the latest. Pete Delkus on my phone says Monday, cloudy and 83. It's going to be wild because today, sunshine, beautiful, 82. Tomorrow, sunshine, beautiful, 85. Saturday, sunshine, 79. Sunday, sunshine, 82. Monday, eclipse day, cloudy, 83. Could that change? Of course it could. So I hope it does. I don't want everybody to be, you know, doing all this for nothing. So but I have a feeling that all of the you know, don't leave the house and, you know, just, you know, have gas in the car. It just all seems like weird hype of the moment. Anyway, so if we are going to talk about the sun and the moon and the heavens, might as well have a word with the one who created them all, shall we? Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of this new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and for your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools and public spaces are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn, we fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything, and we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. All right, I mentioned that somebody wanted to be in touch with us and has. Let us hop to the phones. Ryan, welcome. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Mark. Konbawa means good evening in Japanese.
And tell us why it's appropriate that you would say that to us at this time.
It's about 9:15 over here at night.
So as Mike gets ready to pack his bags and head to Japan, you are joining us from Japan right now. Tell me how that happens. What are you doing?
About 8 years ago, I moved over here when I turned 30, wanted something new in my life. Hold always it. Loved Japan.
We've
found a wife and everything.
There's a ding dong of familiarity in my head. We've spoken before, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Two times from Japan.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you have a vast and global audience, that is just fantastic. And where specifically are you?
Right now, I'm on the opposite coast of Hiroshima.
Uh-huh.
It's called Matsue.
Gotcha. And you've been there for 8 years, huh?
Yes, sir.
And doing what?
Different, mainly being an English teacher, but sometimes I'm a video game designer.
Yeah, well, that's good. Target-rich environment, obviously, a very gaming-rich culture. So sort of ESL, English as a second language for folks?
Oh, yes, sir.
That is tremendous. So as Mike prepares it's kind of funny because I'm fascinated and I would love to go. I think Tokyo would make my head explode after about 48 hours. I need to sort of roll out. I've seen all kinds of wonderful stuff about Kyoto and how pastoral and wonderful and peaceful it is. I'd probably have to get a big snoot full of that. But if somebody's got a week to kill in Japan, what ought they to do?
Well, right now is the best time. Mm-hmm. The we call them Sakura, English cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. They're blooming right now. There's parks in Ueno in Japan and mm-hmm. Tokyo that are just filled with cherry blossom trees. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is the perfect time to go see them. If he's going to get on train, you get on the bullet train and go down to Kyoto. Kyoto is a beautiful place. And Osaka is right next door. It's kind of like a Dallas-Fort Worth, where one is very old and one is very modern.
Just tremendous. How often do you get back?
Once a year.
Gotcha.
12 to 14 hour flight can be a killer.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow. But it is, so it's Narita Airport, right? Is it just, you're straight to DFW? Obviously, there's no connections. There's plenty of nonstop flights, I presume.
There's two airports. One would be Narita, mm-hmm. which is out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's kind of away from the city, like how DFW is.
Right.
There's another one called Haneda that flies you directly into the middle of Tokyo, kind of like how Love Field is.
Gotcha. Mike had, because we've been having some fun with the translations on our phones, something I'm going to explore further here in just a little bit. But is Japan, like many other countries, big cities, English is everywhere. Out in the hinterlands, maybe not as much.
You got it right. English is everywhere in Tokyo. You'll be able to get by just on the signs. I mean, it is just everywhere. Now, one thing I did want to bring up is Japan is still very 2022, 2023 in COVID, and you will see about half the people wearing masks.
I'm trying to remember. COVID bent my memory in so many ways. There's like, you know, PC and AC, pre-COVID, after COVID. I mean, it's a little stereotypical, but pre-COVID, 99, 96, 95, I'd see Asian travelers masked up all the time anyway. So hasn't this sort of been, you know, the habit for a long time?
It's kind of a politeness thing where you will wear a mask if you're sick so you don't spread it.
Well, sure.
But it's just so much more over here
now. Gotcha. So he will see. All right. Last goofy, curious thing for me, because when I go places, I love to explore, love to do stuff. Good idea, bad idea, renting a car and driving around, and really Tokyo or anywhere in Japan. Good idea, bad idea. Should you just, is there Uber? Is there Lyft? I know there are cabs. Should you get other people to drive you around, or should you drive yourself around if you are a first time arrival?
Everything is switched on the car. I mean, even the windshield wipers and the turn signal are switched. So you got to adjust your brain to that. Kind of pick your poison. If you want to do a cab, it's expensive. If you want to do the train, you might get shoved in with guys with white gloves, just kind of pushing everyone into a sardine can.
Oh, man.
If you want to drive, you got to know which way is the turn signal, which way
are the windshield. I kind of forgot this because we all know that everybody under the British, that the UK, British, and anywhere in the British crown, like the Bahamas and Cayman Islands and stuff, they all drive on the left. Why does Japan drive on the left?
You got me. It's the same as Australia. It's everyone's on the left over here.
All right. Okay. Cool. Very. That's tremendous. Well, Ryan, thank you. Mike, thanks you. I thank you. And this I'm now even more vicariously excited about Mike's trip than I was before. Much, much appreciated. Arigato. 720. Mark Davis. 660 AM. The Answer.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
We begin our birthdays.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
With a recording from 1955. I'll play this every day. It is Muddy Waters' birthday. Born this date, 1913. In Issaquena County, Mississippi. Little mannish boy. Talk about a trailblazer.
But now I'm a man. Way past 21.
Muddy Waters lived to be 70. Passed away back in 1983, but what a catalog.
I'm a man. I spell him.
Just tremendous, just tremendous. Speaking of history and speaking of April 4th, let's do this as we head into the bottom of the hour news with Nikki Whaley and our visit with Mike. I mentioned yesterday, it's funny because yesterday's April 3rd. I said as evening falls, remember that 56 years ago right now was the Dr. King speech in Memphis at the Bishop Charles Masonic Temple, not far from the Lorraine Motel where he was staying. He'd come to Memphis to lend help, assistance, energy, support to a sanitation workers' strike. But everybody knew that it was way more than about a labor strife in a given city at a given moment. It was the enormity of it extended way, way, way past all of that. And so, and of course, the following day, as on April 4th, today, 56 years ago today, as Dr. King and his entourage were getting ready to head out for dinner, that is when James Earl Ray's bullet found him. And that night, as the coverage hit, they said, here's Dr. King in his speech last night, April 3rd, at the Bishop Charles Masonic Temple with a raging storm pattering the roof. And the words he spoke seemed almost prophetic, like he knew what was going to happen.
I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
I may not get there with you. I'd like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. He was 39 and killed 56 years ago today. Obviously a horrible thing. I was 11. I was 10. And I remember asking my mom and dad, what the heck is going on? And then, of course, just mere weeks later, Bobby Kennedy would take a bullet in Los Angeles. Like, Mom, Dad, what the heck is going on? And it was 1968. And then, you know, not long after that, you'd have rioting at the Democrat convention, kind of like we're going to have in August in Chicago this year, maybe. And I'm really not kidding about that. So I've got some thoughts a little later on about 1968 versus now. Everybody says that this is as crazy and as divided and as volatile as American society has ever been. Probably not. All right, into the newsroom we go, and then let's say hi to our talk show buddy Mike Gallagher. Right now, 7:30, Mark Davis. Here's Nikki Whaley. Listeners may ask. First of all love to the late Jimmy Buffett. Cheeseburger in Paradise, because of the many translation games we played yesterday in anticipation of Mike's trip to Japan, the one thing that he really wanted to know the most is how to say, do you serve cheeseburgers in this environment? And so with linguistic adventures to tackle before we tackle the news stories, I spent all of yesterday thinking about languages and global languages and such, and we learned yesterday what cheeseburger is in Japanese. Cheeseburger! and I got to thinking, what do we necessarily have to translate everything? And of course, you and I tripped over Google Translate on our phones. You know, the thing will do something just on the fly if you ask it. So I got to thinking about various languages and got to thinking about something like this. For example, what is cheeseburger in Italian?
In Italian, cheeseburger is
cheeseburger.
Reminds me of, you know, Belushi at the Olympia restaurant. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. But then hang That's on a second. Funny. Not every, because listen, souffle is souffle in English. Sushi, right, or sauerkraut. We don't Americanize everything. Hang on a second. Right. Hang on a second. What is cheeseburger in French? The French are not cooperating.
didn't
what
work.
Is cheeseburger? What is cheeseburger in French? Oh, come on, dude. Yeah. Last time, working. Third time. What is cheeseburger in French?
In French, cheeseburger is hamburger au fromage.
Yeah, hamburger with cheese.
What? Hamburger fromage.
Fromage, which of course is
fromage.
But you know something, as a final thing, and then to stop all this, I got to think of the phone on the fly thing. If you ask it specifically in Japanese, you get the answer, but you get it from a very interesting character. Hang on a second. What is cheeseburger in Japanese?
In Japanese, cheeseburger is...
Bless her heart. She's so enthusiastic about it.
She gets very into
it. It's like an anime film, anyway.
I need to learn how to say, after hearing your call with Ryan,
yes,
who called
wasn't
you from
that
Japan,
cool? I hoped you heard, you I gave need, us a big konbanwa, good evening from Japan.
I need to learn how to say, get your white gloved hands off my back when you push
exactly.
me into the train.
As soon as
that
he,
better yes. not happen.
As soon as he described the sardine can of white gloved people shoving you into a
pushing,
Japanese subway car.
What? I was going to take a train. The lady I've been working Ooh. With to handle the touring, because yes. I am going to see the cherry blossoms, and
oh,
that's
so
a big
awesome.
Reason why I wanted to go. They
so
say this
awesome.
Is the time of year, but I was going to take a train to Kyoto.
Yes.
I'm not taking a train if somebody in white gloves is going to start shoving me into a train.
Here's what I want to know. Is that the whole bullet train to other Japanese cities experience, which seems to me like it's more like the Acela in the Northeast Corridor, or is that sort of the Japanese within Tokyo subway experience? I mean, that
that's a good question. I mean, he acted like that. Ryan said it was the train to Japan to Kyoto, because I want to see that. I want to go to Kyoto. I'm also getting all kinds of text messages from Mark Davis fans giving me all kinds of great advice. Here's one from Kent, who says, Mike, when you're there, receive your hotel key and papers with two hands and a slight bow. After signing, hand the papers back with both hands. Mm-hmm. Don't just slide it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else saying, hand your credit card with both hands.
That's a big thing, apparently. The two hands.
I'll be bowing. How are you? Yep. Konnichiwa. I am so ready. I mean, I'm excited.
So cool.
I'm really kind of excited.
I'm excited
now,
for you.
I've got Eric in a panic because after what I was warned about is going to happen on April the 8th, I'm afraid that the world's coming to an end with it. Now, listen, you talked about it today with this eclipse.
Yes.
You know Glenn Beck is in full prepper mode, right?
What?
Glenn is in full prepper mode.
Glenn.
I love Glenn. I do too.
But there's a portion of Glenn that's a little wacky that adds to his charm. But, whoa, what is he saying?
Well, remember something. I go to a business meeting the other day. And the lady that is reputable and credible, now I'm going to tell you right now, she's not some wild-eyed whack job.
Yes.
She's a credible person, has appeared on national television. So I'm not going to, she looked me in the eye and said, I'm not permitting my kids to leave the house on April the 8th. I have contacts in the world community who say it's going to be really bad. Are you ready for April 8th?
This is
I said, I'm going to be in Japan.
All over. Yeah.
Oh, well, probably, I guess. But I mean, you're right, though, about like there's been a state of emergency declared.
It's like what?
In a number of states,
yes.
Not just New York.
County expecting Woodstock? Is every county expecting 500,000 visitors? I mean, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be something. And I hope it doesn't all fizzle because it's a cloudy day in the forecast at the moment.
Right.
But sure, I totally get it. But the degree of coverage and the breathlessness of the travel restrictions and states of emergency, they strike me as wild overreaction.
It just feels like something is up, though. And let's admit it. I saw last night because I was warned, try to use WhatsApp when you're in Japan,
mm-hmm,
and
right.
I don't use WhatsApp, but I figured out how to do that, and I've got that ready to go. Last night, I got on social media. Oh, notice WhatsApp is down worldwide. There's some kind of technical glitch with WhatsApp. Don't you think that the last couple of months, there have been weird things like that
there
that suggest
have.
Something goofy
I
might?
Don't
I don't know.
Know.
I mean,
sometimes goofy things happen. I don't know.
Well, here's what's not so goofy. Are you enjoying the meltdown as more and more people are starting to recognize Trump very well could win? There is a real emotional, meltdown. Right back. I've seen people posting videos screaming, and Michael Cohen is flipping out.
Mm.
Gabriel Sherman writes a big piece at Vanity Fair. Now, Gabe Sherman, he's a good reporter, and he he usually gets a lot of stuff right about Fox. He's the guy that has written all kinds of scathing things about Fox, but he is pretty well sourced and all that. And he is he wrote a column saying why you should fear the very disciplined Trump campaign.
Ooh.
What you know and how it's because look, I mean, Biden is now trailing. Wall Street Journal poll yesterday, Biden's trailing in 6 of the 7 battleground polls. He's going to go off in Mar-a-Lago this weekend. You know, the Democrats were all giddy about $26 million that Barack Obama raised at Radio City Music Hall. It's a good amount of money,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Trump said, hold my beer. $43 million expected to be raised this weekend at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. He's on track to raise $43 million. It's an event that many billionaire Republican donors are considering the kickoff for the general election.
And just days later, the fundraising event of the century as his trial begins on the 15th, right? The hush
correct
money trial, where he will have to be there. He'll be holding news conferences and campaign rallies in the lobbies and on the steps and in the parking lot, wherever they'll let him do it. It's going to be crazy.
It's wild. And you know, speaking of Axios and Mike Allen, he writes a piece today, one big thing behind the curtain, how Trump's mind works. And it's all about how Trump controls the surround sound stereo system at Mar-a-Lago on the breezy dining patio,
right,
with his big iPad and its Spotify list. And it goes through his playlist.
Because
he alone controls the music. The music is big names. And listen, I think Mike Allen thought it was a criticism. I like the guy.
You're going to get some Lee Greenwood. I'm guessing.
All right, you got, here it is. Here's the list.
Right, okay.
Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Excellent.
Elvis.
Yep.
Especially Suspicious Minds.
Yeah.
Hello by Lionel Richie. Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
See what he did there. See what he did there.
The duet by, see what he did there? James Brown, Luciano Pavarotti. Pavarotti, it's a man's, man's, man's world. He even likes some Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compared to You.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John's a big favorite. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
So cool.
Incidentally, can I make a quick note about pop culture and music?
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit something. I don't know anything about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her music. I think I know one song that I've kind of heard. Isn't there something about Karma?
Yes.
Karma's a boyfriend or something.
Yes.
I've heard that, but that's the only song I've ever heard. I was channel surfing last night. I was a little bored. I'm packing. Incidentally, I'm trying to figure out how to just carry on.
Do it.
I've never
Please
done that
do
on it.
Wouldn't that
be great?
I have not checked a bag in 20 years.
I never check a bag when I fly domestically, but I've always checked a bag. I mean, I'm going to be gone for 8 days.
Well, you think they have laundry in Japan? I have a feeling somebody halfway through your trip will clean everything that you have and gladly return it to you.
I think I can do it. I'm going to take a wheelie, and I'm going to take a backpack, mm-hmm, and I'm going to just, because I don't want to check bags. And it is, by the way, you were asking about the airports. It's I'm going to go to the Haneda Airport, which is right in Tokyo, apparently.
Yeah, very good.
So anyway, I'm packing. I'm thinking I got to be smart. I just got a couple pair of shoes. So I'm channel surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift's big blockbuster movie is out.
The Eras Tour.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know anything about this woman.
Did you catch some of it?
I watched about a half hour of it, and I'm fascinated. You know what I'm fascinated by?
What's that?
The stagecraft.
Yep.
My gosh. It was filmed in Los Angeles at the SoFi Stadium.
Genius.
Mark, the money they put into that show.
Yep.
I mean, the sets and the she's flying around.
Yep.
And think about, well, she's 34 years old.
Yep.
She's a billionaire now.
How many this Bentleys
Eras
can
tour,
she drive? Yep.
Gosh, a billionaire, Mark, and she's one of the only artists who is a billionaire based on her own work. In other words,
yes,
a lot of artists have it based on other things and other investments.
Or they don't write their own stuff. She writes all of her own stuff.
She writes her own music. I asked one of my kids that question last night. I said, does she write all these songs? They said, well, she collaborates with a lot of other writers,
mm-hmm,
but it's basically hers.
Yep.
I mean, she writes it. She owns it. That's for sure. She's worth $1.1 billion.
Yep.
Can you imagine standing in a stadium, in an arena, and having hundreds of thousands of people, and they're all there to see you?
Yep.
What that must feel like.
And then 3 days later, doing it again in some other
doing
city.
Doing it again.
It's just that's the level of adulation, and she deserves all of it.
Well, I don't know if she
all
does or
she
doesn't.
Does.
I mean, she might. She's gonna.
What?
I don't. What do you mean deserves it? Who deserves it? I don't know.
Well,
you deserve $1 billion because you sing.
The Hello Marketplace.
I don't know.
marketplace? Are you going to tell me, why does Taylor Swift make more than my kid's teacher? I mean, don't do that.
No, I know that. I get that.
Everybody
but I don't think
in the marketplace, every athlete, every actor, every singer deserves every dime they make because it's a representation of how interested the public is in you.
Yeah,
and the only
that's
true. The only things that can make you less deserving, just sort of in the overall scheme of things, is if you seem to be like a terrible person. We're just finishing hour 9 of Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm trying to work my way through that. And it is a masterpiece. DiCaprio is a genius. Of course, we know he's an idiot. De Niro is a genius, and he's just a malicious idiot. But the movie is so incredibly good. But bottom line for Taylor Swift, the songs are good. All she does is make people happy. And everybody that bags on her is just being a jerk.
Listen, politically, she's not aligned with us. She's a Biden supporter. Yeah. I mean, nobody is. I mean, the whole world's, look at Newsmax. Do you see what Newsmax did? They did a retraction, and they said that they posted the article. It was reposted from Reuters.
Like, this but is it was supposed under- to make, you and I talked about this yesterday. It contained a really snarky phraseology about Trump talking about the criminal illegal aliens as animals and not human, blah, blah, blah. Talking about the people, the guy that killed Lake and Riley. Supposedly to make this better, they said, oh, we're sorry. We took that down. We just posted a story from Reuters. Like, nobody reads the stories you post? Hello? Can you get an intern?
Yeah, maybe. And maybe you double check if it's Reuters or the AP because they're woke and they're biased. What a weird mistake that was.
Really odd.
But I'm glad they took it down. I'm glad they acknowledged it. Yeah. I'm glad they haven't gone. Well, anyway. Final bit of advice from Texas.
Yes.
It's common courtesy to wear your backpack in front, like on trains. I'm not wearing the backpack in front. They're going to have to arrest me. They're just going to have to. I'm not going to get pushed by anybody with white gloves. I'm going to ask for cheeseburgers. I may or may not bow, and I may check in. We might do a 7:35 from Tokyo.
Don't tease me, man. It'll be 9:35 at night.
Yeah, so, I'll be up 9:35 at night. I'll be up, and I mean, I just saw Jimmy Kimmel monologue this week. Apparently, he went to Japan. I know, and you know what he said? He bagged on the U.S. Yeah. Something I'll never do by pointing out how much cleaner and better Tokyo is and Japan than the United States.
Well, yeah,
he said. The bathrooms, he said, in Tokyo are cleaner than our operating rooms in hospitals.
Distinctly possible.
He went on and on about how wonderful and incredible Japan. I thought, well, I don't want to be aligned with Jimmy Kimmel.
No,
I'm not sure I want to be aligned with Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm nervous about all of this today. That's why I need a vacation. I need a break.
Just superb. Mike at 9:30 in Japan. Please let it be. Can we find you like 6 sakes in at a karaoke bar? That's what I want for the 9:35
segment. Deal. Singing show tunes. I'll be singing Phantom of the Opera. Now, listen, I want everybody listening to you to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm going to do YouTube videos from Japan. We're reinvigorating my YouTube channel if we don't get banned. You got me banned yesterday.
What did I do? What?
We posted an Eminem experience.
Right.
And the clip included some bumper music that you played.
Right.
And that was a copyright violation, and YouTube blocked it. This is the perilous waters of YouTube. So we got to be very now. Whenever we post the Eminem experience now on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, we can't play your bumper music. Apparently, we got to keep that out. So, and you play so much music, so it's really weird.
But we even for radio purposes, you get like a 15, 20, 25 second exemption for something.
No,
just for
Vince, there are a lot of copyright things about video streaming versus audio and everything else. So we're very careful about that. But listen, subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel. I'm going to post some videos from the cherry blossoms. I'm taking a tour of the seven temples, and I'll take a video of me pushing the guy with the white gloves back.
Manhandled on the subway on the train, getting on the bullet train to Kyoto.
Get on there. Get on that train. No. No. Get your hands off me. What are you doing? There'll be an international incident. This will all be. I'm going to be calling you to bail me out.
Hang on. Let's see. How do you say, get away from me, I'm an American, in Japanese?
In Japanese, get away from me, I'm an American is. 私から離れてください。私はアメリカ人です。
There you go. You
got it memorized. I'm ready to go.
All right, we're ready for you.
Next time we chat, I'll chat from Japan.
Don't bury the lead. What? You're not here tomorrow?
No, I'm out tomorrow morning.
Oh,
I'm gone.
I'm silly out. Me. Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, I thought
you
thought, you thought you knew that. No, no, no. This is our last day. I'm on an early morning flight.
Well, then Bruce, I'm going to need another 60 seconds then to not bury the lead, because happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my good friend.
No.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Uh-huh. When he's
when
64.
I'm 64. Yes, oh, my gosh. Yes, that's yes, right.
So
well, that's
you.
Why I'm going to be over. I figure I'd leave the country to celebrate my birthday so that I can't be reminded.
Love across several oceans to you on your birthday,
I can't wait to
talk to you if that happens. I know we'll be texting and tweeting like schoolgirls.
I hope it works.
I hope it.
Do you have WhatsApp?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right, we'll figure it out. So, but check out YouTube, because we're going to be posting a lot of videos there. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube page, and I'll be doing stuff just for Team Davis.
Have a fantastic time. We love
Thank you,
you
my
and
friend.
We're thinking of
love
you. Can't wait to talk to you when you get back and to experience it along with you. That's Mike Gallagher.
It.
He's a traveling man. And his final show here stateside is at 10, right after we're done, right here on 660 AM. The Answer. So if it's Muddy Waters' birthday, I think we could borrow him twice. All right, he did a little Mannish Boy from 1955. But now for the way, 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 way back machine, 1950. Rolling and tumbling, the great Muddy Waters, born this date, 1913. So I tell you, let's do a little something here. It's a loving prank of the type that we do from time to time. Everybody grab your phone. We're going to do a big happy birthday for Mike, okay? We're going to do a big, big, big happy birthday for Mike's Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me When I'm 64? His birthday is Sunday, April 7th, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to wish him a big Tanjo Medito. I looked it up. Happy birthday in Japanese, but don't worry about that. In full English, I'm going to have all of you, like right now, hit Mike's show text line with a big happy birthday. Ready? Mike's text line, as you know, is 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. 1-800-655-MIKE. Get your phone out. Just get it out now. Don't do it if you're driving. You know, pull over, whatever you want to do. Because on the count of three, we are going to make Mike's text line melt with big love and happy birthday from the DFW audience. Ready? Just happy birthday, Mike. Love you. Tanjo Medito. Do it in Japanese. Whatever you want to do. Happy birthday to Mike, because it'll be Sunday and we won't see him for a week and a fraction. So send a happy birthday to Mike at 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. 3, 2, 1. Do it. Thank you. Be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.